I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we're coming to you live from the Bill Ford Tough Studio. Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti. It's Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network and wherever you are in the Odyssey app. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a wonderful summer weekend as we are heading into the peak of the summer and July 4th weekend coming up next weekend. Ton of baseball to get into. A crazy series between the Yankees and Astros that looked like it was on its way to ending in a 3-4 for Houston. But no. Not this year, not with this Yankee team. There's got to be some magic around the corner, and there was, even though it got real dicey at the end. But Aaron Judge, the hero once again, and the arbitration hearing happened, and they split. So nothing crazy went down. There wasn't a long-term deal. They didn't fight, but they settled in between at that $19 million number. Boomer, it's great to have you back. I see you're very confident in your ability to spread this COVID. You've been high-fiving people and grabbing people by the neck, so you feel like you're good. You feel like you're not giving COVID to anybody.
No.
Right?
I do feel like I'm good. Yes,
everything's
fine.
Just making sure.
Yes,
yeah.
I did negative tested and everything else. Right. So don't worry about it. I'll tell you what. Are we as New York baseball fans sick of the Astros now?
Oh, they're the worst, aren't they?
Well, I don't know. The worst. They may be the best.
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean, after what they did to the Mets, and then they came here, and then, of course, you had the Thursday night heroics by Aaron Judge, and then, you know, basically not being able to hit the ball for 2.5 games.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like it was just like going and going, and everybody was just up there, you know, enjoying that nice sunny days and swinging through balls and hitting balls to shortstop.
Yeah, taking it a nice Saturday.
I mean, it was unbelievable. So then, you know, of course, they needed to win this game yesterday. There's no question about it. And you know, I think really what it does at this point in the season, it kind of just gives everybody an understanding of where they lie. You know, where are the best teams? We all know who the best teams are. I think we all can probably guess the 8 best teams, and the Mets and the Yankees are certainly a part of that. But then you learn where your deficiencies are,
mm-hmm,
and what you have to do to correct some of those deficiencies, depending on who will be available at the trade deadline. And believe you me, both Billy Epler and Brian Cashman are going to be active at the trade deadline.
No doubt about it.
And the other thing, too, for the Mets, taking 2 out of 3 from the Marlins, that's exactly what they needed to do. It would have been nice to take a sweep there.
I know. I feel like every opportunity that you have to sweep a team, they very rarely do it. They had the 1 6-game win streak with the Nationals and the Phillies, which was great. But, yeah, I really wanted them to sweep this series. But, hey, fine. You didn't lose the series.
You didn't lose the series. That's right. And you're still 5 games above the Braves. And now, you know, you come home, you got today off. And then you have 2 games against the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out again, where do you lie? Where are you in the list of best, you know, teams in the league? And look, we got an eternity to go, man. We got a long way to go. We have the dog days of July, the dog days of August. You know, hopefully, you know, it doesn't look like, and it's too bad that Scherzer didn't pitch on Sunday, and he's going to do another rehab start, I guess, on Tuesday.
We were all convinced he was going to pitch on Sunday, and then the Mets were like, well, we never said that. I mean, basically, I guess the beat reporters put it out there that he was scheduled to come back on Sunday if all went good in that rehab start, and then the Mets really never confirmed it. And I guess he came out of that rehab start a little sore, so they're gonna push it back another one, give him another opportunity to get right, and then we'll see him after that, I guess.
And then the other thing, too, even though they did win 2 out of 3 games here, it just goes to show you, I think, how important Jeff McNeil is to this team.
Sure.
And, you know, when he's not playing, I mean, they did score 10 runs in those first 2 games, but still, when he's not playing, they're missing a catalyst. They're missing, obviously, a very important bat in that lineup, because when he is not in there, it's already strewn with players that, you know, make a lot of outs.
Yeah.
You know, and when I was actually looking at believe it or not, I don't know even why I did this, because I just wanted to see, like, the Astros batting averages versus the Yankees batting averages. I want to see OPS versus OPS.
You're doing what?
Well, I wasn't feeling well, so I really had nothing to do.
You were comparing OPSs and batting averages?
Yeah, but when you're not feeling well and you have to figure out something to do, so I was doing that. And I was
Didn't you golf over the weekend?
I have one day, yes.
Oh, man. And then the other days you're comparing OPSs.
Yes,
all right.
Yes.
To each his own.
Right. And, you know, they're pretty similar, actually.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what it is, though, about the Astros? They came in here, and the Yankees have been doing this all year. The Astros pitched exceptionally well in this series. Now, you could say, okay, that meant the Yankees didn't hit well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's one or the other. You know, I guess it's both. I guess when you combine, you know, the two teams, the Astros just came in here and pitched their asses off. And, you know, and when you think about Aaron Judge in the middle of this MVP season and doing what he did on Thursday and last night or yesterday, you know, you realize he is the best player in baseball. But, can he carry the freaking team by himself all the time?
If he keeps healthy and he keeps hitting like this, then I think the answer is yes. You know, he did say something after the game yesterday that was very interesting. I want you to listen to this. Now, prior, I will be fair, and I'm not just going to give you some context to this. So prior to him answering this question, he did give credit to everybody on the team and the guys in front of him and the fans and everything. It was very complimentary to everybody else. But then Meredith Marakovich on Yes.
Gigantic balloons.
Asked Aaron Judge this question, and he gave an interesting answer, a very un-Aaron Judge-like answer, and I just wonder if he misspoke, so I want to run this
all
by
right.
you
yep.
and see what you think.
You mentioned the no panic. Where does that confidence, that quiet confidence come from this team?
Oh, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
Well, he is the best player of the team. He may be the best player of the league.
When you're the best player on the team?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what he said?
That's what it sounded like, yes.
Now, CeeLo said maybe he said when you're the best planet on the team as opposed to team on the planet, and he misspoke.
Let's hear that again now, please.
You mentioned the no panic. Where does that confidence, that quiet confidence come from this team?
Oh, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
There's nothing planet. There's no planet.
I hear player,
what?
Right?
Wait, but first of all, you'd say when you're the best team on the planet. Is
right,
what,
I know. He said he thought that he inverted that. It by mistake.
He said was, player.
He said player, yeah.
And on the team.
Yeah, player on the team, yeah.
All right, so he is.
Which is great.
What's that?
Big balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Brass ones.
Yeah, if that's what he meant, I love that. Especially coming out of the arbitration hearing and the whole situation with the contract and him and the Yankees. That's so awesome.
And by the way, that arbitration hearing, yeah, they met midway, but they also put bonuses in for him that looks like, assuming that he continues to play the way he's playing, he should be able to meet those bonuses.
Yeah. Well, when you're the best player on the team.
Right, when you're the best player on the team.
Yeah, where's that?
On the best team in the league.
Yeah, where's that quiet confidence come from? Well, you know, when you're the best player on the team.
Right.
You know, how could you not be confident?
Yeah.
Come on.
I kind of understand how he feels.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you won an MVP, didn't you? I mean, well, I guess if you're leading the favorite to win the MVP of the league, then you certainly are the best player on your team. Nobody's arguing that.
No, He's an amazing player, and he's right in the middle of having just an incredible season.
Yeah, no, it's great. But
I mean,
yeah.
By the way, Stanton hit a couple home runs this weekend.
Well, I mean, he broke the hitless streak there yesterday
finally,
a home run.
Yeah.
I mean, that had to be, you know, somebody had to.
So if you had to go down the list.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure Yankee fans have this list, and I'm sure people like Evan keep a list like this, and I'm sure Evan has it for the Mets.
Man, I don't know what happened to you when you were home. You compared batting averages and OPSs, and now we're doing lists?
Yeah, we're doing lists and everything.
We're doing top 10.
Is this a long-haul COVID symptom?
I know.
Yeah,
what is
keeping
stats? What happened to you? Lists. All right, let's do a list then.
All right, so Joey Gallo's at the top of the list of Yankee scorn, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, I would say so.
I guess Josh Donaldson is creeping up there.
That would be one for you, yeah. I mean, Aaron Hicks, even, you know, he's been better.
He's been a lot better the last couple weeks, and he still plays a very good outfield, very good defensively.
Well, so does Joey Gallo, but, you know.
Yeah, but it'd be nice that, like, every now and again have somebody hit his bat with the ball.
Yes.
I mean, like, I would think that if you went up there 10 times with your eyes closed and you knew that they were going to throw a ball down the middle of the plate, that somewhere along the line, like at least twice or three times, you'd be able to actually have the ball hit the bat.
Sure.
Right?
But this is what he's been his entire career. I mean, right around 200, you know, a lot of home runs at times, goes in big slumps, a million strikeouts. I mean, this is when you traded for him, this is what you knew you'd
get. All right, so let me ask you this question. How much different would the team be right now if Miguel Andujar were thrust into this lineup and Joey Gallo was taken out of it?
Well, I think you'd lose a little bit, maybe a lot defensively, but you'd get a better hitter in there, a more consistent hitter, and someone with a chip on his shoulder.
And
so.
what is really the angst of the Yankee is what? Yankee fan is what?
Well, there's not a lot right now, though.
It's hard to have any because they're playing so great.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's why when you're Joey Gallo, this is like the best team to be on with the struggles that you're having because you can hide.
And we all know it comes down to October for this team.
Mm-hmm.
And when this team sees Houston in the ALC championship, because you know that's going to happen.
Yeah.
What is it going to take to beat Houston? I believe the Yankees have the pitching to do that.
Well, so far they've had the best staff in Major League Baseball. So I mean, here's the scary thing. Now it's not like Verlander and Cole back in the day, but what you saw Saturday into Sunday is what we've seen from the Yankees in the postseason.
Right, against the Houston Astros.
Right. Now, yes. They broke out of it. They won the game. But there was a very long stretch there where
it was like 18 innings or something.
Yes, I mean, well, not 18 because that would have been back-to-back
game.
No,
I said from the game before the no-hit game.
Right, yes, exactly, yeah. But so I was talking just Saturday, Sunday. But basically, yeah, when you add it all up. But, I mean, that's what you're afraid of. I'm actually not all that concerned about the pitching. I mean, because they've been
pitching.
So good.
You're not worried about your own pitching. You're just worried about the Astros pitching.
Yeah, I'm worried about when you get into the postseason and start facing better starters and the best of the best in the league, is this offense going to shut down? And, oh, by the way, most of the runs this weekend for the Yankees were home runs
again. This is who they are.
Yes.
Right. They're not Punch and Judy hitters. They're all or nothing.
There's no Jeff McNeils around there, right?
Or Brandon Nimmo's and things like that.
Yeah, or Luis Guillorme's.
But believe me, we have our holes in our lineup, too.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Did you hear Adam Ottavino after giving up that home run?
I did not listen to what he had to say.
He was just basically, I'm sure CeeLo will play it, but he was basically like, this is going to have no impact on my life. Like, I'm going to go to bed, I'm going to wake up, and we're going to move on. So I was like, okay. I mean, which is, I guess, good. I mean, that's what you want from a reliever, but he was basically saying, like, none of this matters. Why are you guys in my face with this microphone? Like, I'm just like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter?
It doesn't matter.
Sure it matters.
And that's basically what he was saying.
You'd like to think we're paying you, so since we're paying you a lot of money, I mean, it should matter to you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I gotta find the exact quote and read it to you, because it's just, but the thing is, he's kind of right. You know, in the grand scheme of things.
Well, it's just like Aaron Judge is right.
He's the best player on the team.
In the grand scheme of things.
Right. In the grand scheme of things.
When you start thinking about the grand scheme of things.
The grand scheme of things.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Adam Ottavino. I don't want to lose the game for the team, but personally, it's nothing. It's a blip. It's a bump in the road. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to lose sleep over it individually. Yeah.
So I would think that he probably did lose some sleep over it. He had to. I mean, like, if the game means anything.
It's a blip. It's nothing.
Do you think the Houston Astro pitcher feels that way about yesterday?
No, not with his reaction.
Which one was it? He was ticked.
Yeah, of course. I know. It's a blip. It's nothing. No big deal. Just a blip.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things yes. Because it's not going to be until October and a seven-game series and the frustrations of the strikeouts and the exhilarations of the home runs and then the frustrations of the strikeouts and then the exhilaration of the home runs. I mean, because that's what the Yankees are.
Yeah, well, true, but you're right. I mean, we're not going to be thinking back, and Adam Ottavino's right. We're not going to be thinking back to right now, this point in the season, late June, if both these teams make it to October and talk about what happened in these games.
I want to see how the Mets respond here Tuesday and Wednesday against the Astros. That to me is another... It's a measuring stick.
Measuring stick spot.
In the litmus test. Right. In the grand scheme of things.
Yes. Wow. Right. That should be the headline for if they post the video of us talking about the Mets and Yankees
yes.
and digital. That should be it. You know, the measure in the grand scheme of things, this is the measuring stick. Look at that.
Right. So, like, where would you put the Yankees in on that measuring stick against the Astros right now? Who's the better team?
Oh, the Yankees are.
Okay. Yeah. All right. That's fine. The Mets certainly weren't when they went to Houston.
No,
they got
no.
their asses handed to them. But then they had pitching issues going into that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, of course. Right. Absolutely. But no, the Yankees are the best team in baseball.
So I have a quick question for you.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with baseball.
Okay.
I'm just reading one of the monitors in our studio.
Yeah, it looks like a sports show that's
it's
on
some
there.
Some sports show, somebody screaming and yelling at each other.
Yeah. It looks like JJ is up there.
Oh, is that who that was?
Yeah, it looked like JJ okay. was standing there. Yeah.
So here's the question that they were trying to ask.
Yeah. I saw that, too.
Will Kyrie Irving ruin the Nets? He already has.
Right.
Exactly. Will he? He already did.
Right. Will it be Tuesday tomorrow? Absolutely. I mean, it's already over. And there was more on Kyrie coming up in a little bit.
All right.
As we've got a lot to get to on this busy Monday morning.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. CeeLo sprinting in here as fast as he can to get that update going. Jerry out today.
CeeLo, are you going to the gym?
Maybe.
All right, just wondering. You got your gym shorts on.
Listen,
I heard
from my authority that rule no longer exists around here.
All right,
that's
but
what
I was told. How about a nice pair of golf shorts or something, as opposed to like gym
shorts? Had the golf shorts on yesterday. Played golf yesterday.
Yeah,
the golf what?
The golf shorts.
I thought you said golf shorts.
Did I?
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard.
Just like Aaron Judge said plenty?
He did not say plenty.
He did not say plenty. He said player.
Player.
Stop sticking up for him. He said player.
No,
so he's the best
I'm not
player
sticking up for him. I love that he said, if that's what he said. That'd be
definitely
great.
What he said.
Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll review it here in a sec.
Okay.
All right, I know you played it already, but I'll isolate it and we can. I don't think it's. I'll say this. I agree he's probably saying player, but he kind of slurred the word. How's that?
Okay.
It was that
a slur?
Okay. No. Slurred the word. Like, he didn't hit the R at the end
slur.
Of. No, come on now.
Not Aaron Judge.
No.
Never.
Not right, exactly.
Years.
He always says
never.
The right thing and right, does the right thing.
Well, he said the right thing. He's the best player in the team,
which is awesome.
You can't be the favorite to win the league MVP and not be the best player in the team.
You can say whatever you want about Phil Mickelson. What he said was accurate when it first started, right?
Right. So to now, Shipnuck.
Right. Shipnuck. Yeah. But now this is accurate. He said the right thing. It's accurate. You may not like it or not, but
it's great. I love it. I got no problem with it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure
here.
His teammates don't either.
Yeah,
that's actually what he said.
There's absolutely no way anybody could have a problem with that.
No,
in that clubhouse or anywhere else. The reason why it's interesting is because he never says stuff like that.
Right. In fact, prior to that answer, the first four or five he gave.
Yeah,
enough.
Everybody ahead of me. And, getting the job done.
But he's also sending a message to Brian Cashman. Look, man, I'm the best player on the team, and you got other guys making more money than me.
Oh.
Buck up.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it's all about.
Probably.
You know it, and I know
it. How about Al's narrative on the warm-up this morning? He goes, oh, I was rooting for them to get no hit. You know, he gets the money on Friday. He's no show on Friday, no show on Saturday, no show on Sunday. I was like, come on, man.
That's great.
You were really rooting for them to get no hit, Al?
Yeah. That would have been a very unique, interesting thing, yeah.
Back-to-back
no-hitters.
That part we all agree on, but you were on the narrative of, hey, all of a sudden Friday, after he gets the walk-off Thursday night, Friday they settle, and then
nothing
there goes
Friday,
the offense.
Nothing Saturday. I was hoping nothing Sunday, but then he hits the walk-off.
Like, there's eight other guys in the lineup, to be fair.
That is true. All right, so let's hear what you got over there, Seema.
Powered by Superbook, now open with better odds and favorable prices. Also brought to you by Flag and Anthem, real clothes for real life. Yeah, they really, it's true, they did a whole lot of nothing offensively from basically Friday evening through the first six innings of yesterday. But in the end, they bookend their four-game series against the Astros with a couple of walk-offs.
It'll be an 0-1 to Judge. And the pitch is swung on and hit in the end of deep left. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off three-run home run. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center into the bullpen.
John Sterling here on The Fan. The three-run shot in the 10th to end it and send the Yanks past the Astros 6-3. It's their 10th walk-off across 73 games. They are 53-20 and now 5-1 in extra inning games so far this season. All right, let's circle back to quickly here. So, again, I heard it before you brought it up to me.
Yeah.
Right before I started the warm-up, I was actually watching the replay of the interview with Meredith, and I was recording it, knowing, oh, I'm going to play some of this. And that was the last answer. And I'm like, oh, he screwed up. He meant to say best team on the planet, and it came out planet of the team. Did not even occur to me in the moment that he might have said best player on the team. All right, so I'm going to find the part in the clip. I'm gonna fire away here. Are you ready?
Oh, and you're the best player on the team. You're playing 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 on the team. You know, how can you not?
It's like he rushes through the line.
Yeah, but you're cutting off when you're the best.
Oh, and you're the best player on the team. You know, how can you?
But when you're the best, but do you ever invert your words? Sometimes it happens to all of us, especially when emotions are running high. Right? You misspeak. In your head, it comes out best team on the planet, but then it actually.
No, when you're the best player in the team, that's where the calmness comes from.
Now,
you're the best player
in the team. I agree. In hindsight, that's probably what he said. But to me, it's not clear as day because he kind of rushed through it a little bit.
I heard it. We all heard
No.
We all said the same
thing.
What did you think, Eddie?
Best player on the team.
Right. Al, you heard it. What did you think?
Best player on the team.
What does the intern think?
Same.
Same.
Would you agree, though?
Well, I mean, I brought it to you and said player on the team. Yeah.
So there's no hindsight. Everybody heard it.
No. For me, hindsight, because when I first heard it, I didn't hear it that way. But now that you say it, I'm like, okay, that makes a lot more sense than, hey, he misspoke and inverted his words.
You wanted it. You wanted to hear something else.
No, because I love that he said best player.
Was that Eddie?
He had his Yankee-colored headphones.
Right, exactly.
Wait a second. So my Yankee-colored headphones would be rooting for him to say planet instead of player? Why, as a Yankee fan, would I have a problem with him saying he's the best player on the team? Why would I have a problem with that?
Well, I think because some people might say that's cocky.
Here's why I have no problem with it.
Yeah.
Fine. Valid point. If you watched him after the home run, he rounds first base. He's ready to shut it down and go back to the dugout. His teammates had to talk him into completing the trip to get credit for the home run. Did you notice that? He was going to just stop at first, but okay, we won the game. That we only needed one run.
You're the best player on the team. That's
right. Best player on the team. And you have an MVP season. You got to get all the home runs you can get.
Right, but he wasn't looking to do that.
Why wouldn't, if you hit a home run, why, you know, I can understand maybe.
Because you're a team first guy. That's why.
I can understand, like, if it's game seven and you want to, you know, whatever. But, I mean, why wouldn't you want credit for the home run? Part of the fun of that is running around the bases.
He's not thinking about that.
Right. The most famous one of those in New York sports.
Of course.
Grand Slam single. Ventura.
Love it.
1999.
My only issue with Judge after the game is he gave his bat to Spike Lee.
He's been a guy who's flip flop with the Yankees and Mets, right? Like, he's shown up.
Probably, who knows?
Yeah, he's a flip flopper. Fraud!
That's probably just a New York fan, is what he'll tell you.
Right, yeah.
Roots for all, I'm a New York, New York fan. Teams. I'm rooting for all New York teams.
Yeah, not the Nets, though.
And then Spike Lee grabbed the bat, tended to hit, and everything else is just
brutal.
Man.
No one needs that. All right,
hold on. Mike in New Jersey has a completely different take on this. What's going on there, Mike?
What's up, guys? guys.
Hey, man.
Good morning.
How
are you?
Good. What do you got for us?
So I'm listening to you guys talk about Judge saying he's the best player on the team in the interview with Meredith. And I had to rewind this like five times. I even called the buddy. So I think he's actually referring to Stanton. If you listen to the question prior from Meredith, she's talking about Stanton's first home run that game. And I think he says it about him, not about himself.
And this has turned into like the Zapruder film here.
I know. Right, exactly.
Yeah, I did not think that at all.
Especially with the way Meredith followed up that question with, you know, where does that come from?
Quiet confidence.
Yeah, quiet, right. Where does that come from?
Yeah.
Meaning, where does it come from for you, I think?
For you, because she's talking to him. Yeah.
Yes, but as you referenced, his previous answer was about all of them.
It was.
The fact that, hey, we were having a rough day, but we didn't, you know, we didn't panic, and we just kept doing our thing.
Yeah. Well, we need the best player on the team. Right, it doesn't matter.
You know, maybe we can get clarity today.
Maybe. Perhaps. All right. Now, in the seventh, they were getting no hit again, this time by Jose Urquidy before Giancarlo Stanton did a homer into Monument Park. And then DJ LeMahieu had the game-tying two-run shot to left in the eighth. DJ with Susan right after the Judge walk-off, despite the offensive struggles. They never pressed.
Yeah, I mean, their pitcher was pitching well, but none of us felt like we were out of it. So we just kept going and put some big swings on late in the game.
Yeah, best team on the planet, which they've made a habit of this season. Aaron Boone marveling at the latest comeback here. He was describing Judge's game-winning approach in the bottom of the 10th.
It's just like he's able to just slow it down, and I'm just going to touch this thing, and he did.
Touched it off over
just
the wall.
Just gonna touch it.
He was talking about his very easy power. He didn't take a big swing. He just takes a nice easy swing, and the ball still finds itself over the wall for a home run. Lost at all this a little bit. Michael King getting out of that jam in the top of the 10th, where you had the IKF error. They had the runner caught between second and third, where they didn't get the out, and he was able to work out of that bases loaded jam to keep the
Glaber
Astros.
Was on ice skates there in the ninth inning.
And then, the Yankees had him at third with less than two outs. Hicks strikes out. Glaber catches the spike in the dirt there and rolls his ankle.
Let me ask you a question. Do they work on fundamentals over there?
Fundies? I would think so.
Man, the Mets are so fundamentally sound
these
days.
Of course, yeah.
But even going into second base, his slide was...
Yeah, it was awkward. Yeah. Now, in fairness, the throw was way offline, so I think it was the shortstop, was reaching over, and he's probably trying to avoid... I was actually worried he was going to hurt his shoulder there.
Yeah, I know.
It was very awkward, but he got right up and ran to third, and then, you know, basically... Caught a cleat. It was weird. Like nothing.
Yeah.
It's like he's stepping on the base or anything. He just took a bad step.
One of those bad days where nothing went right.
Right. Except after the game, that what went right is that they're not worried long term. It's just an ankle sprain. He's apparently going to be okay.
I mean, he couldn't even get back to third base.
No, he hit the deck and that was it. Yeah.
Meanwhile, you get hit with a puck at 100 miles an hour.
Here we go.
What? What? What do you mean, here we go?
Equating it back to hockey.
Yeah, well, it's true.
How about what's his name blocking the shot last night, and the skate blade came off?
Yeah.
He was crawling back to the ice. That was awesome. That was awesome. All right, so apparently Torres is going to be okay, and he's been slumping now at the plate. One for his last 18. He was 0-3 on Sunday. You also had Aroldis Chapman, scoreless game at Double A. He could be activated either today or tomorrow. So some arms coming back. Domingo Herman's throwing a rehab outing for Somerset tomorrow, and Jonathan Loaisiga has got bullpen sessions coming up. So they've got some arms that are getting healthy here as the A's come to town. The lowly A's are in the midst of a brutal season, and they'll play the first of three tonight. 6:25 preach, Jordan Montgomery and Paul Blackburn. Meantime, in Miami, the Mets failed to complete the sweep of the Marlins.
0-1 to Fortes with the outfield around towards right. The pitch, breaking ball, hit deep to left field. This is going to win the game for the Marlins. It is long gone. A game-winning home run by Nick Fortes, who jumps on a slider from Adam Ottavino.
Howie Rose, WCBS.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. 3-2 final for the Fish. The Mets still took 2 out of 3, completing a 2-3 road trip. Let's get to Ottavino here. Gio referenced it already. So he throws 6 pitches and takes the loss. First things first, before we get to the quote you referenced, pretty unimpressed with Nick Fortes.
I'm not worried about that guy. I mean, he hit a homer, good for him, you know what I mean? But, like... I don't spend too much time on a guy like that. I mean, he's never faced me before, so it's all new anyway.
Hey, little loser.
Yeah, big loser he is. I don't spend time on losers like that. I think I've been wasting time with losers like Nick Fortes. Give me a break.
And as far as give it up, the game winner goes.
I don't want to lose the game for the team, you know, but personally, it's just, it's nothing. It's a blip. It's a bump in the road. I'm not going to think about it. I'm not going to lose sleep over it individually. It just sucks to lose for the team, basically.
I'm not going
to
worry about it, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right. So it's not my problem, you know. I mean, I'm not going to think about it. Team, for the team, it sucks, okay? So it's bad for the team. But for me, you know, moving on. Okay.
Wow.
So just like that.
Probably the right mentality for a reliever, by the way. Short memory. Yeah. Move on. Next time, go out and get them, right? Brandon Nimmo homered in this game. Pete Alonso, after a couple of homers Saturday, doubled home run. He's up to 69 RBIs on the season now.
Right.
Mets are off today. They will play the Astros again for two games beginning tomorrow night at Citi Field. So the Stros with a day off here, the Mets with a day off, and they will meet at Citi Field.
The Astros are a pain in the neck.
Man. Yes, they are. And then the Yankees get them for the one game on Thursday in Houston. So nine in a row for the Astros, I believe, against the Yankees and the Mets here. Nice little interesting New York swing for them. Max Scherzer is going to make another rehab outing tomorrow. I guess the minor league affiliate's still to be determined, so I would imagine it's either Binghamton or Syracuse, right? So he had some soreness coming out of that last outing, but not with the oblique. He just...
General soreness.
He's been rehabbing, and then the rehab outing itself.
Oh, so it's the Rumble Ponies again tomorrow,
is
huh?
It? Okay, the story I read said that it was a TBD on the affiliate. But why not the Rumble Ponies again, right?
Yeah, if they're home, right?
Especially after the game, when he pitched there, he's like, I don't want to be a Rumble Pony. I want to be a Met.
Yeah, you're a Rumble Pony again.
Buck was busting it. Oh, that's going to be on a T-shirt when he gets back here.
Yeah.
So Buck was having fun with that, the fact that he's up there in Binghamton pitching for the Rumble Ponies. So
twice.
Yes, exactly. Well, we'll see. So another rehab outing on the way for him, and I guess
general soreness.
Yes,
general soreness.
And DeGrom, I think, is throwing live BP again, or did over the weekend. So
yeah, he threw 20 pitches or something.
Well, there you go.
You know, down in poor St. Lucie.
Very nice. Yeah. So he's
one
on the way
of live batting practice.
He's on the way. It's coming.
When?
I mean,
late August.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I mean,
that's fine. As long as they're treading water, let him take his time. This way, you've got a smaller gap of time to handle and cover once he comes back. Right?
Right?
Maybe he will get 5 starts.
Good.
Maybe 6.
Yeah.
He's good for usually 15 now. So give him 5 or 6 in the regular season, then he's got plenty in the tank for the postseason.
I know you're busting a little balls but it's not a bad point.
I'm not.
Yeah.
I don't hate on the Mets. I don't. If they're playing, they're still playing well.
Yeah.
The Braves have
just keep pushing them
a little
back.
Bit. Yeah.
5 games now.
Yeah. Lead that clock, man. Later in the season.
Right?
All right, Stanley Cup final is over, and the Lightning are not 3-time Stanley Cup winners.
3-on-2 for the Avalanche, Manson McKinnon. Back for Manson, tapped over, score! It's Arturi Lehkonen! It's a work of art! Lehkonen off the feed from Manson, and McKinnon has tallied and gives the Avalanche a 2-1 lead.
Avs radio second period, and credit them for holding that 2-1 lead as Tampa pulls the goalie late, and they really didn't get much of a look. Have actually struggled to get puck possessions. Colorado ran out the clock. 2-1 win. They win the series in 6, and they hoist the Stanley Cup on Tampa ice there at the end. Cale Makar, Conn Smythe, and Norris Trophy winner in a span of about a week, and he was certainly on cloud 9 afterwards.
It's uncomparable. This you get to spend an experience with the boys, and I mean, there's nothing better than this. You dream of this. It feels so surreal. It feels like a video game right now.
I was on NHL Network
Gary
radio.
Gary Pettman couldn't be there because he has COVID.
Yeah. I was like, why is it Bill Daly? And then they announced it on the broadcast.
Mm. Well, Bill Daly doesn't get booed either.
Yeah, the only time there was a boo was when he mentioned Bettman's name.
Right.
You notice that? He said, boo.
I know Bettman did a good job of growing the pie for the players, at least, this time around with the new TV contracts. So maybe people back off a little bit.
So thus ends the season, and thus ends the run for the Lightning, or so you would say, but Steven Stamkos didn't want to go that far.
It's been unbelievable. I mean, who says we're done, right? I mean, this core is here, and we've battled. We've been through everything you can think of, and for the most part, we found a way to come out on top. So it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I loved Vasilevsky. They caught him going back into the locker room. He's throwing F-bombs.
He doesn't want to ever give up a goal. You know, that intensity is the thing. You know, training camp starts, I think, next week.
Yeah, pretty much. It's not far off.
Right.
It'll be here before we know it.
Exactly.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward.
Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Artie Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. A real legit baseball brawl between the Mariners and Angels. This wasn't one of those hold me back situations. This was a we are going to fight one another. And Jesse Winker of the Mariners, of course, who had, you know, him and the Mets, and when he was on the Reds, and when he came back here, the Met fan and Winker have had like a thing back and forth. He's just one of those players that's an instigator. Just went right to the dugout.
Are you telling me
to try to fight every one of the Angels?
He's the Josh Donaldson of the Mariners?
Yeah, I would think so. He's got that edge. He's got that spark. He's got that thing. And then when he gets hit here, then there's a little bit of talking. And the next thing you know, it's CBS Sports Network is playing it. He is heading right towards the Angels dugout to take on a good, I don't know, 20, 25 guys. Yeah. And look at this. Here we go. There we go. And there's some kicking. And there's some punching, and there's a real baseball fight for the first time in a very long time have I seen that. There's a lot of loitering that happens in these baseball fights, a lot of yelling back and forth.
Yeah, I don't, you know, did he get really hit that hard? He got hit in the...
In the fanny.
I mean, and that's where you're supposed to hit a guy if you're going to hit a guy, right?
Sure, yeah.
But everybody says, you know, if you're going to throw at a guy, just throw at his butt and call it a day.
Well, they were going back and forth. There were some warnings. They thought the pitcher should have been thrown out, and then they started yelling at Winker because he's got that personality.
But I just think Winker is the one that, you know, started the whole thing. I mean, like, his reaction.
Did you see him throwing the sunflower seeds out there? Or whatever that is. I guess it's, what is it, peanuts, sunflower seeds, whatever. This is just a mess. This was just a total mess yesterday. But I love it. Oh, it's just funny when you see guys get this angry. Over what exactly? You know? Well, you think over Roe v. Wade? You think that's what happened?
No, I don't think so. But I don't think you're going to want to get hit with a, you know, fastball. You know what I'm saying? Especially if there's been warnings that have been out there already.
Sure. Sure, exactly. No, if you want to get hit, that's exactly the place that you would like to be hit if you're Jesse Winker. All right, Jay in Monmouth County. What's going on, Jay? Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's going on? Good morning. How's everybody?
Great. What do you got for us this morning? Great.
Listen, I just want to, I'm going to put one final staple on this whole Aaron Judge comment.
Yeah.
As a fan of the team, that's what you want your damn best player to say. He said it. Everybody needs to get over it and move on. He's taking leadership now, finally. He's been here for a while now. God damn it, I'm glad he said it.
All
there
right.
You go. Great.
Yeah, you hear that, CeeLo? He said it. You got to accept it.
Yes, I don't think we're down on him saying
it. No, not at all.
It's just a little bit more like a little bit shocking that he would say it.
Well, especially him being him.
Mr. Humble.
Yeah. And all the answers prior to that were all about his teammates and all about the fans and all about the team and nothing about him. So,
yeah, we're not saying that there's anything wrong with it.
I actually love it.
This is what he said, and it was kind of a little bit shocking that he would say it the way that he did. But I'm sure he was caught up in the emotion as well.
Man, that Stanton thing that caller brought up was interesting. But I would have given that more credence if there was actually... Did the hearing actually happen in arbitration at all?
No,
or they just settled before.
They settled before.
Because I could imagine this scenario, and this is totally hypothetical. But the part of the Yankees' argument, let's say, in that arbitration hearing was, you know, if you look at it, Aaron Judge hasn't even been the best player on the team. It's been, you know, it's been John Carlos,
and he used that.
And he used that.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, that didn't happen. But that would have been great.
Well, maybe that's what he was expecting to hear.
Yeah, maybe. But I don't know. I love it. He should be calling himself the best player on the team. He's been part of an amazing season, and the Yankees are rolling.
Brad's on Long Island. What's up, Brad?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, how's your weekend?
Yeah, let's go. What do you got?
Pretty much really talking about the Yankees, an incredible run they got going on right now. But, you know, they got a lot of issues here with Gallo. I mean, Hicks, he's coming back, but he's still kind of not being very consistent. I mean, if you go to the playoffs, the series with the Houston Astros kind of shows you they really might not do too well if they keep this up with Gallo and not putting Andujar in. I don't know why they don't use this guy.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no room right now on the major league roster.
Well,
that's why.
Well, if you DFA'd,
well, you'd have to get rid of get rid of Gallo and eat the whatever's left on his contract.
And for whatever reason, they don't want to do that,
right? I know. It's the Yankees. They're trying to save some money.
Well, but would it really? It wouldn't make that much of a difference to them. I mean, because they're both those guys are still on the team. They're still on the 40-man, whatever it is. You know, Andujar could come up, Gallo. So what? They eat the money. He doesn't play for him. It's the same as him being out there and striking out on the team. I mean, it's essentially the same thing. You're actually doing yourself a favor getting him out of there. So I know the Yankees are more money conscious than they've ever been, and that's where it's going to be fascinating to see what they do at the trade deadline, because you remember last year they took on no extra money. So it was all about Brian Cashman finding trade partners that wanted the prospects as opposed to salary dump stuff. So they weren't taking any money back, and he was trading players back. So, you know, will that happen again, or will he actually have some room to work with?
In the middle of this season, in the middle of the season that they are basically putting together, you're going to tell your Yankee fan that you're not going to take on an extra $5 million in salary or something like that?
I mean,
you got to be kidding me. That would be like, you know, corporate suicide.
I agree, but in the same breath, we just saw them, you know, go all the way to the day of the arbitration hearing with Aaron Judge over $4 million.
Right.
So you're telling me it's not the same mentality?
Same
mentality.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is that you have this incredible season going on right now.
Yeah.
So you can't compare it to last year. You gotta look at it individually and compartmentalize it and say, hey, this is one of the best seasons we've ever had. And the last thing we're going to do is ruin the opportunity to go top it off with a World Series victory.
Absolutely.
By saving $5 million? Come on.
No way. Ron in Yonkers. What's up, Ron?
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, I want to, you know, you guys are making Judge sound like he's some, like, stuck-up person. He never said that. If you heard the interview, the whole interview with Meredith, Meredith asked him about John Stanton hitting the home run. And he said, that's when he said that he was the best player on the planet. And also, and I'm surprised with Boomer, as a sports figure, I call it, he wouldn't want his work being taken out of context, which is what you guys are doing. Taking his word and taking it out of context, which is not right.
Well, if he did say that, we love that. So it's like, why are you having to defend him when we think that if he ended up saying best player on the team, that's great.
But he did not say that.
So what did he mean? You're saying that he's talking about Giancarlo Stanton.
He is talking. Listen to the whole interview. Don't take something out of context. Make the guy seem.
But we didn't take it out of context because we played the answer of the question that Meredith asked.
But you're taking what you want to hear. You're taking the whole thing.
It's not. We heard the question she asked, and then we heard his answer.
You didn't. I'm telling you. Another caller called and said.
Hold on a second. Yes, that's exactly what we did. We played the question she asked him, and then the answer. You want to hear it again?
Play the whole.
Let's listen to the question and answer here, Ron. All right, let's listen to it. Hold on, stop talking. You got to stop talking for one second.
Ron, I'm very surprised at you, Ron. Disappointed in you.
Yeah,
it's not Ron.
Listen, let's listen to this.
You're
all right,
very
disappointed. Let's listen together.
Yeah. When they start from staying.
No.
I mentioned the no panic. Where does that confidence, that quiet confidence, come from this team?
Oh, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
No, but you're taking part. You got to listen when he starts talking about Stanton, which is just before that.
Okay, all right. So you're telling me there's a question about Stanton right before
that.
That's when he said,
he's
referring to Stanton being the best player on the planet.
Well, he's really not.
Yeah, he's not.
I mean, that's the thing.
Right.
I mean, he's not.
Right.
I am so disappointing you, Ron.
Yeah, I know.
Very, very disappointing.
Very surprised.
Very surprised at your tactics this morning.
Exactly. Come on, please.
Yeah.
All right. No, well, listen, we'll go back and we'll be fair, and we'll see if CeeLo's got that and is next up.
How are we not fair to Aaron Judge? I mean,
I know we've been saying that it's been that would be great if he did say that. All we've been doing is kissing his ass this entire season.
And it is the former athlete that I am that Ron reminded me of.
Yeah.
You know, I've just basically been kissing Aaron Judge's ass for 3 years.
That's exactly right.
So, that's the former athlete in me.
Especially this year.
Yes.
100% the sports figure that you are.
The sports figure.
Yeah. Sports figure.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.